Very good morning to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is James 4, the verses 1 to 17. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says, he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us, but he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. That's a pretty long passage, but let's think briefly on the theme from conflict to grace, overcoming worldliness. The book of James was written by the Apostle James, the half-brother of Jesus and the leader of the Jerusalem church. The epistle was addressed primarily to Jewish Christians dispersed throughout the Roman Empire. James wrote to encourage them to live consistently with what they professed to believe. The fourth chapter confronts issues of interpersonal conflicts, desires, and worldliness. The Apostle James highlights a fundamental human problem, conflicts arising from unmet desires. Sadly, these conflicts are not limited to the secular world. They find their way into the church among believers. In essence, we sometimes let our desires and the lure of the world lead us away from God, resulting in internal and external discord. My dear friends, this text speaks about hedonism, a philosophy that puts pleasure at the center. And while seeking pleasure isn't wrong, prioritizing it over everything else, including our relationship with God, is problematic. What are some of the lessons we can learn for our faith journey? The first is the danger of misplaced desires. As believers, our chief goal should be to know God and enjoy Him forever. Pleasures come, not from the pursuit of them directly, but from pursuing God. And then we think of the importance of righteous prayer. Our prayers should be aligned with God's will and not driven by selfish desires. And then there is worldliness. Friendship with the world, in the sense of embracing its values and priorities over God's, makes us enemies of God. We must guard our hearts against spiritual adultery. And finally, there is grace as the solution. The conflicts and challenges we face, though daunting, are not insurmountable. God's grace abounds even more than our challenges. When we approach Him with a humble heart, He showers us with grace. There are two questions for reflection. One, in what ways might worldliness be influencing my priorities, desires, or actions? Number two, how can I actively seek God's grace in my daily life to overcome conflicts and worldly desires? Heavenly Father, we come to you recognizing the wars within us and the pull of worldly desires. Help us to align our hearts with your will, to seek pleasure in your presence, and to understand that true joy comes from a relationship with you. Grant us the grace to face our daily challenges, keeping our eyes fixed on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.